Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
A major lawsuit over the Flint water crisis has been settled. A federal judge signed off on an $87 million agreement yesterday. Under the deal, the state will pay for the replacement of 18,000 lead service lines, but will not have to make door-to-door deliveries of bottled water. What else stands out to you about the agreement?
Well, it's really a pretty incredible agreement after initially fighting against doing about anything for Flint. The Snyder administration is sort of hailing this. It's the first time in history that a city has ever forced a state to replace all its lead pipes for it, and this may be precedent-setting. And, of course, you know, this is a terrible thing that happened to Flint, but in the long run, they're going to have not to worry about lead pipes anymore, and you wonder if this will happen with other cities as well.
The head of the program overseeing the water pipe replacement in Flint has a goal of replacing 6,000 pipes a year, meaning that some people are about 3 years away from having lead-free service lines. But based on water test results, the bottled water distribution centers could be closed as soon as this September. Does that seem too soon to you?
Well, we just don't know. On the face of it, it might be too soon, but I have a hunch if that is the case, they'll probably extend it. This is sort of a minor deal compared to the major deal of replacing all the pipes, and if it becomes sort of a political football, my guess is they'll extend the time.
Governor Rick Snyder was one of the Republicans urging Congress to hold off on a complete repeal and replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Snyder's main concern is Michigan's Medicaid expansion under the law, which led to 600,000 or so Michiganders getting insurance. Assuming the Republicans in Congress return with another plan eventually, was this initial opposition strong enough to keep programs like Michigan safe down the road?
Well, based on what President Trump has said, they're not going to return to it, not anytime soon. Had this program been zeroed out, it would have been a health and economic disaster for Michigan. It's actually something more like 640,000 people, and some people in Flint even get enhanced Medicaid on top of this. The requirements have been stretched because of all of Flint's problems. I think that we sort of dodged a bullet on this one. I think Governor Snyder would agree with that, and I really doubt that they'll be revisiting another health care plan anytime soon.
Jack, in the state legislature, some plans to make major income tax cuts did not have the votes to pass earlier this year. But now House Speaker Tom Leonard says tax cuts are still on the table. Will the Republicans who have campaigned on that issue over the years get any satisfaction during this term?
Well, it's hard to say. The new speaker looked very weak and was sort of embarrassed. This is the first thing out of the box in his own caucus. He has a majority and he can't get this through the House. And there are still some grumblings about some sort of face-saving tax cut that might go from maybe the current 4.25% to 4.1% or 1.5%, which would, again, cost the state a bunch of money, and it would be negligible as far as what taxpayers would notice in their paycheck. But they still may do some face-saving thing like this. Or maybe not. The one thing that the speaker can't tolerate is another defeat on this issue. But Republicans philosophically like cutting taxes. This was too much for sort of the rational ones. This tax cut that they proposed would have devastated the state. But they may do something. Only time will tell.
Jack, thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition. And you're listening to Michigan Radio.